As you know yourself, I'm sure Jesus taught many things throughout his Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes for one. He also taught of true righteousness, the right way to live before God. He taught of the Lord's Prayer. He taught of the prayer and how to pray, the pattern to pray, that is, to the Lord when his disciples asked him. He taught of hypocrisy, and he warned of hypocrisy. He taught of many things about the way to heaven, warning of hell, speaking of the way to heaven through the narrow gate in Matthew chapter 7. But then he comes to the end of his sermon and preaches this parable. Many preachers start with an illustration, or they start with a parable. Well, the Lord Jesus in his sermon finished with a parable to help his hearers understand something very, very important, as we will see, that there would be two different types of people who would walk away that day. There would be one group of people, there would be one category of persons who would walk away having obeyed what they had heard, and then there would be those who would walk away having heard what he said and disobey the truth that they heard that day. And first of all, I want you to notice the similarities between these two men, which represent the two types of people that would walk away from Jesus that day. The wise man and the foolish man have similarities. They both have things in common. And one of the things that they have in common, which is an obvious one, is that they both built a house. You'll see there in verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house." In verse 26, Jesus says, "Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house." Each of these men both built a house. That's something very obvious about the parable. It's something that doesn't need to be said, yet something just to clarify as we think about this parable. The house is a picture of our lives. And in our lives, all men are building their lives on something. All men are building their lives on something as they go through this world. And the wise man, we hear and see that he built his house upon the rock on a firm foundation. We'll look at that in a few moments. And the foolish man, well, he built his house upon the sand. But they both built a house. And whether saved or unsaved, we are all living our lives building upon something. And we all, when we're born into this world, are seeking to find a place of refuge. We're seeking in our lives to find a place of safety. You think of a home and what it offers to us and what it does for us. It provides safety. It provides, it's really a place of refuge, a place hopefully of peace, where we can shelter, particularly from the weather in the winter and from the rain that we, of course, get as well in the summer, and also from the heat to keep us cool. It's a place of safety where we have locks on the windows and the doors. And in our lives, when we're born into this world, all men are seeking those things from one degree or another. And that is one thing that we see that these two men have in common. They were both going to build. They were both going to build a house. The problem was one man built on the wrong foundation, and the good thing was that the wise man built on the right foundation. And what we need to pray for as we think of this generation that we're seeking to reach, and that I trust we're all seeking to reach in some form or other as we go about our daily business, we need to pray that in their lives they would build their lives on the Lord Jesus Christ. There are young people that I believe are searching. Whether or not they want to believe the truth of God's word, the reality is we see it around us. Not many are coming to put their trust in the Lord and follow him and consistently live for him day by day. Yet we must pray that they would come to the point that while where there are those who are searching for a place of refuge, a place of safety, spiritually speaking, that they would find it in Jesus Christ. And that is what I would encourage you to pray for. Another thing that these two men had in common was that they both faced the same circumstances. in verse 25 and the verse 27. It says the exact same thing about each of these men's houses and what they faced in regards to the weather, of course. It says that the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And it says the exact same thing about the foolish man. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it tells me something about when we think about the houses being a picture of our lives. All of us, when we're born into this world, those who are saved and those who are unsaved, we all face similar circumstances and sometimes harsh circumstances in life because of the fact that we live in a fallen world. Some young people, and of course adults too, ask the question, why do bad things happen to good people? And of course, the answer, of course, is that, there's none good, the Bible says. We could start there, couldn't we? But the answer is found in Genesis 3, where we read of man's sin, where man disobeyed God, where man sinned and rebelled against the Creator and decided to stand on His word, His own word, His own thoughts, His own opinions, His own ideas, believing the lie of the devil instead of standing on God's word and trusting in what God says and what God had told them and what God had warned that in the day that they would eat of the fruit, they would surely die. He decided to stand on His own word. That's what man did. And man rebelled against God. And of course, because of that, consequences came in to the world. And it is a fact that as we reach out to young people, I find anyway, you're constantly clarifying when you're speaking to even the young converted and you're encouraging them to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the same for adults as well. They have to be reminded of this, that when they come to Christ, that it doesn't mean that their lives are going to be easy. It doesn't mean that all their problems are going to go away. That would be a false gospel that we would promote if we were to say those things and say that all their problems would be done away with if they come to Jesus. I do think it's important to remind people that the circumstances of life, the problems that we have to face, they don't go away. But the difference is that when you have Christ, you have Him with you. You have Him there to help you. You have Him there to support you. And I'd encourage you to pray that young people would see that in the Savior that is offered to them in the Word of God, in this book, through the Gospel, that they would see that the Lord Jesus Christ is a person who can help them and can sustain them and support them and help them through the difficulties of life. Another thing they had in common, as I mentioned a few moments ago, is that both of these men are pictures, as I said, of individuals, two different types of individuals who both heard the word of God that day. They're two individuals who are pictures of those who all heard the word of God that day. Everyone who heard Jesus Christ preach that day, well, I just said it, they heard Him. They heard what He had to say. The truth that He taught went into their minds, and they walked away having heard what the Lord had said. We'll leave that thought with you, and we'll come back to that right at the end. I want you to see, secondly, of course, the difference between these two men. The differences between them, and that is obvious. The wise man, it says in verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, Jesus is speaking, He says, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. The Lord makes it clear that the wise person who has heard, or those who have heard the word of God and sought to obey the truth of God's word, is a wise person. And they are like a person who has built their house upon a rock. And we know in the word of God that the Lord is described as a rock. He is a firm foundation. He is one that will uphold those that trust in Him by faith, those that believe on Him, those that depend upon Him for salvation. It is in Him that they find mercy. And it is that foundation, folks, that I want to encourage you to pray that young people would find, that young people in their lives would build their lives on the Lord Jesus Christ. That they would build their lives not on man's word, not in the opinions of their age and the culture of their age with all of its ideas and all of its opinions that change every, we used to say maybe it changed every 40, 50 years. It's changing every couple of years, changing rapidly in our culture today, where people have so many ideas one day and the next day or a few months down the line, they have other philosophies and other notions, whether it's about the origins of the earth or whether it's about anything else in regards to the way to heaven and all of that. We need to pray that young people in this generation would see the truth and that they would build their lives on the firm foundation. If you look over at Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, we read of the parable there again, and a little bit more information is given as to what the Lord Jesus said about the wise man. It says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, and the verse 48, again speaking of the individual that hears the word of God and then goes or seeks to obey it by living it out in their lives, putting it into practice because of the work that's done in the heart. Well, he says in verse 48, he is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. It says there that man digged deep to lay the foundation. Those that are involved in building work will know that you have to dig down into the ground to hit the clay, to hit firmer ground before the concrete goes in, so that then you can build the walls up, put the roof on. And when that house is built, we can say, hopefully with all certainty, that house will not move unless something drastic happens in regards to the earth, in regards to earthquakes. But generally speaking, that house will be held because of the foundation. There's a picture of a man in his life that digs deep. And I would encourage you to pray that conviction of sin, that young people would come to a point in their lives where they would have conviction of sin, and they would dig deep into the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about them as a person, about their soul, about their state before God, and that they would come to a genuine understanding of that, because we live in a day, as you know, where there are many false professions and there are many people that follow the thought of easy believism, and down the line they fall away. And we need conviction of sin in these days. We need the Lord to work in hearts and genuinely, by His Spirit, convict young people of sin and, as it were, dig deep. May the Lord help young people to dig deep in the Word of God and search their hearts and see how they stand before God and see a Savior that loves them and a Savior that will care for them, a Savior that will provide for them, and a Savior that will help them. What's the difference, though, between these two men? Well, the other man, the foolish man, he built his house upon the sand. And you live closer to the coast than I do, but as you know, and we all know, the sand is something that is not stable. A child goes out and builds a sand castle. When the tide comes in, it flattens and it depletes, it goes away. Sand is not something that is firm. It's not something that can be trusted. It moves. It's not something that certainly cannot be built upon. And that is the case with our culture. And I've mentioned it already, but sadly, our culture is shifting far and far, further and further away from the Lord. It's shifting further away from the principles found in God's Word, further away from God's standards, further away from God's truth. And today, people are building their lives on the culture of the age, on the opinions of the age, on the ideas of the times in which they live, on their own ideas, on their own opinions, on their own thoughts. And that's in the old age religion. It goes right back to Genesis chapter 3, where man decided to stand on his own word. And we see it still today. And that is the folly of man. He was a fool, the man that built his house upon the sand. He was a foolish man. And we need to pray that the Lord would snatch the lives of the young into his hands and save them from this culture that is literally spiraling out of control and spiraling to hell. Lastly, briefly, I just want to say the consequences of each of these homes. Well, the wise man, having built his house upon the rock, it says at the end of verse 25 that it fell not. What a wonderful assurance we can offer, not us ourselves offer, but through the Word of God we can offer the assurance that Christ offers, that as they live for God and trust in Him by faith and depend upon Him for salvation, that they in their lives, they will not stumble, they will not fall. They may make mistakes, but spiritually speaking, in their standing with God, they will be held firm. And what assurance there is in the gospel as men and women seek the Lord. While, of course, many can testify, we've had doubts, fears, the Lord gives us assurance in His Word that He will keep us. And you can pray that the Lord would continue to keep and continue to sustain the young that's even in our own churches, and bless them and edify them and raise them up in their generation. What a wonderful thing it is that it fell not. And what a thought that is, that those that live for the Lord and die in the Lord will be safe, having their lives, their souls cared for in the hands of the Creator. What about the foolish man? Well, we know the parable. It says at the end of verse 27, isn't it? It fell. And notice, it doesn't say like the wise man, it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. It doesn't say about the foolish man, it fell because it was built upon the sand. It says it fell, and great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. And I believe that takes us right back to what I said at the beginning about the similarities between these two men, how they're pictures of all those that were there. They're both men who are pictures of all those who heard the word of God that day. This man, however, having heard God's word, disobeyed the truth, and he did not seek to live it out in his life. And what does it say? As a result of the same circumstances that came against him, as came against the wise man, it says that it fell. And we know it fell because it was built upon the sand, but it says great was the fall of it. And what a fall it is for those who grow up hearing the gospel or hear the truth of God's word. They hear it through their lives, and sadly at the end of their lives they will not put their trust in the Lord. The fall is great. That's a solemn thought. And there's a thought for us to continue to pray for the lost, that the Lord would save souls, the Lord would deal with hearts, and the Lord would bring people unto Himself. We leave those few thoughts with you, and I ask you to pray that, generally speaking, in our nation, the Lord would speak to hearts and they would build their lives upon the firm foundation, Christ Jesus. I want to thank you for your prayers in the past, and thank you for your support in the past as a church. And we just ask you to continue to pray for us in the Lord's name. Thank you.